Radiohead Creep, rebooting the rock here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.
Hey, there's some music this morning. It's fantastic.
We love it.
Yeah, we love this.
I'm going to. Can we wager on this? We've got a bit of a dogfight going on.
We have indeed.
I'd like to encourage it.
And we can actually say there are a couple of Seeing Eye Dogs with us, and they've been brought in by the ambassadors for Seeing Eye Dogs, Travis Cloak, well, superstar from Collingwood, and his beautiful fiancée, Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, morning, guys.
Hey. How are you? What are the dogs' names?
Oh, here we go. On the black.
This is Ashton and Una.
Ashton and Una. There you go. Two traditional names. And these are Seeing Eye Dogs. So tell me, how old are these ones and what are these guys going to do?
So Ashton is 12 weeks and Una's 15 weeks now, I think. Yep. So they're living with a carer for the next 12 months of their lives. And then they'll go into their official training.
Okay.
So,
they're not sniffer dogs, are they?
No.
Because I'm getting a lot of attention over here.
Hey, Beck, people get these dogs and they bring them up for a year. You can actually go to the dogs and get these and bring them into your family and bring them up to this stage, is it?
Yep, you can. And there's a real shortage of volunteers at the moment as well.
Now, you're a big come from a big animal-loving family, Clokey, from what I hear. You grew up with the whole farm, sometimes in the house as well. So,
and the horse.
And the horse and everything. Have you got you got three dogs already? So you're going to get another couple? Is that?
Yeah, so obviously animals are throughout the family and we've got three dogs of our own. And we're actually in the process of selling to move to land. And I'm sure Becky's going to have a few dogs lined up for us to look after.
So you're going to get a bit of acreage, eh?
I saw the house on the market.
Yeah, we've been looking. It's either move Bayside or to pull it opposite and go and get some land out eastern suburbs somewhere. So the idea is there for us. And Becky's a horse rider, so she'd love to have a horse there.
Fantastic. Well, $50,000 to train one Seeing Eye Dog. They get the CEDA, that's the Seeing Eye Dog Association, receives limited government funding. And that's what we're all about. Saturday, the 5th of March, from 11 till 3 at 17 Barra Street, Kensington. Entry is a gold coin donation per person, and it's a free pet event. What's going on that day?
There's heaps of kid-friendly, you know, things on. They can meet puppies, see the training and what they do with the dogs, and just have a really good time, I guess. I think it's really good for them just to be able to show what they do and sort of the difference that these dogs can make to someone's life.
Don't let Mitchell Pearce anywhere near that display, please. These are good dogs. We don't want anything untoward happening.
It's a good point.
So people are invited to learn more about CEDA and participate in the guided tours where they can explore the extensive facilities, etc. And the hope is that more people will get these dogs and look after them.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be great. And
so,
just
you hold them for 12 months, do you?
Yeah, 12 months, yes. And then
energy goes into these dogs,
hard part of giving them back.
I think people struggle with the idea that they have this dog that they fall in love with and then have to give it up. But I think when you see what they do for someone, I think it makes a really big difference.
Well, Beck, Ed's a dog hater, so he doesn't understand a word.
He does. It's unbelievable.
No, we find it really disturbing.
We have to get him one.
Well, I think you should. That would be great for them, Guy. This one you can give back.
Don't start. I'm under extreme lobbying from the boys.
Hey, Joe and Xander, you're going to come home with one of these little pups. The Seeing Eye Dog family going to supply one.
And I need one occasionally when I'm leaving the All Nations Hotel. So could you get one?
You need a bigger one. You need a bigger one.
Travis Cloak's with us and his fiancée, Rebecca.
He tried to walk home with the dog one time. It was the one that you put the money in. Unbelievable.
I was hitting it on the head with a rolled-up newspaper because it kept ignoring me.
Stick around. We're going to chat more with Cloakie and Beck next here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.